Transitions live in these little drop-down folders here. Quite a lot of them to choose from. Most of them very cheesy. If you'd like to take a look here, try this one. Simply drag and drop between two clips. Zoom in to get a better look at what we're doing. And you'll notice if you simply play straight through, the transition doesn't display. You can hold down the Option key and scrub to preview the transition at work. And to render it so that you can watch it play back normally, you'll want to hit Enter. Now, once you hit Enter to preview, play will start from the beginning unless you've changed this yellow bar right here. This is the render bar. You can use it to choose how much you would like to preview. If I only want to watch this section, oops, don't double-click it. That will cause it to expand to fill all the space. Now, we only see it there. Now, you'll notice most of these transitions are, like I said before, pretty cheesy. So I like to stick mostly with this cross dissolve up here. You'll notice they even highlight it in red for you. I rarely use any other special effects of the transitions. I use the video effects. But now this is your simple cross dissolve. Let's hit Enter to render that and take a look at what we have.